Galaxy X. Surprise for Mum. Lesson 7. In the 20th century, a Hungarian scientist discovered a way of saving the oxygen in the air. Nobody took him seriously, so he locked his invention in a safe and hid the code for the lock in 13 identical expressions in some conversations and translations. 3 centuries later, his great-great-great-grandson, N.O. Hope, tried to open the safe because the air on Earth was running out. He couldn't open it, so he put the safe into a capsule together with a message on a cassette and sent them into space. It is now the 31st century, and the capsule has been found in Galaxy X, where the oxygen is running out. Professor Middlebrow, a linguist from the English planet, and Gergely Martin, an engineer from the Hungarian planet, are trying to break the code in the hope that the 20th century discovery might save the galaxy. So far, they have found 2 expressions. To hand in one's notice and odds and ends.
Good Lord, Prof. Whatever are you doing?
Oh, you're early, Greg. I'd hoped to have got everything back in place before you arrived. I've been spring cleaning.
Whatever for? Haven't you got an automatic cleaner?
Yes, and a de-duster, and a vapour mist washer, everything. But I still find dust on top of the cupboard every morning. It's very strange, because this planet has been dust-free for years.
I wonder if the capsule is the trouble.
You know, you may be right.
Every time we open it and take out the next envelope, I feel a sort of tickle in my nose.
That might be dust. I'll take out today's tape and we'll see.
Now look at the top of the automatic dictionary. It's covered with grey stuff.
I think I'll have to use an old-fashioned duster to clean it. Obviously, our machines are too refined for it.
Well, let's get the room straight again.
To save time, I brought some coffee up in a thermos.
Oh, that's good. Well, what has old Anno Hope to say about the third tape?
Let's see.
Tape 3 is about a rather chaotic house cleaning session.
How's that for a coincidence?
Housework in the 20th century was done mainly by the woman. If the women went out to work, they simply did the cleaning, washing up, etc. when they got home. Sociologists and people used to call it the second shift and said that men should help at home after work. But not too many did. People were not advanced enough to do all housework automatically. There were labour-saving devices, automatic washing machines and electric mixers and vacuum cleaners, but they still had to be worked by a person, usually the wife. Of course, the man had things to do too. In those days, if, for example, one of the machines went wrong, they had to either have it mended or do it themselves. There was a do-it-yourself movement, and lots of people made things for themselves instead of having them made. For example, they painted the house, fixed taps, made furniture, repaired their cars, grew vegetables, and so on. As I said before, people in those days didn't have much free time.
They don't have much time now, either.
No, but I think our chores are much easier all the same. Well, what about chores of the 20th century? Let's listen to the tape.
My God, the pressure cooker!
Pressure cooker?
A saucepan with an airtight lid used for cooking things quickly under pressure.
My God, the pressure cooker! Dad, turn the gas off. It's been on for 2 hours now. When it's cooled down, we'll see if it's cooked.
Do you think that's enough? I know Mum likes it underdone, but still.
Underdone?
Meat is underdone if it's not cooked completely. Many English people like their beef underdone.
I know Mum likes it underdone.
Well, what's the time? Oh, my goodness, we've only got an hour before she comes.
Well, there's not much left to do. I've nearly finished the ironing.
What? Haven't you finished yet? You've been ironing ever since you came home.
I've done 27 handkerchiefs and 5 socks.
Dad, you're not ironing the socks, are you? What a waste of time.
But, Tom, it's your mother's birthday today. She'll be so surprised to come home and find all the ironing done.
I'm sure she'll be surprised to find the socks ironed. Dad, I've finished this little bit of washing. When I've put it in the spin dryer, I'll wash the bathroom floor.
Spin dryer?
A spin dryer is a machine to get the water out of the clothes after washing. It uses centrifugal force to dry the wet clothes. After washing the clothes, you don't have to wring them. All you do is put them in the spin dryer and take them out ready for the clothesline.
When I've put it in the spin dryer, I'll wash the bathroom floor.
I'll just iron one more tie, then I'll wash up the breakfast things. Tom? Tom, are you all right? What's happening?
It's the spin dryer. It's walking. Look out, it's in the hall already.
Look out? Where?
Look out means be careful. Be on the watch.
Look out! The spin dryer is walking. It's in the hall already. Catch it, for goodness sake. It's broken. Still, it almost went through the glass door. But what's that funny smell?
Whew, the iron has burnt a hole in your mother's fur coat.
Fur coat?
The thick, soft hair of animals is fur. Coats and hats made of fur are very warm and often very expensive.
Whew! The iron has burnt a hole in your mother's fur coat.
Oh, Dad! Now you'll have to buy that coat she's been dreaming about for weeks. Anyway, open the window and air the kitchen at least.
I think we need a whiskey.
Now, let's get down to business.
Now, let's get down to business.
Let's start the work that must be done. Let's do it at once. Let's get down to business.
Now, let's get down to business. I'll sweep up the glass and you quickly dust the living room.
Then you lay the table and I'll grind the coffee.
Grind the coffee?
Grind means to crush something into small pieces or powder. You grind coffee in a coffee grinder and put the ground coffee into a percolator to make coffee.
You lay the table and I'll grind the coffee. But hurry, because she'll be here soon and we want to surprise her.
Dad, where did you put the tea towel?
Tea towel?
It's a piece of material you use in the kitchen to dry up plates and dishes after washing up.
Dad, where did you put the tea towel? You haven't dried the spoons properly.
I've no idea where I put it. Oh, here it is, in my pocket, but it's awfully dirty. I must have used it instead of the duster.
Duster?
It's a piece of soft cloth you dust the furniture, tables and shelves with.
The tea towel is awfully dirty. I must have used it instead of the duster.
Dad, you're impossible.
Well, housekeeping's not quite my line. Where's the coffee grinder kept?
On the top shelf in the larder.
Larder?
A larder is a small room in the house where food is kept. There are shelves with bottled fruits and tins, flour, sugar, vegetables and so on.
The coffee grinder is on the top shelf In the larder. I've laid the table. Where did you put the flowers you bought?
They're in my briefcase.
Briefcase?
A leather or plastic handbag for carrying books, writing materials in.
The flowers are in my briefcase.
But they've been there for hours. Look, they're all dead. Here, put them in the rubbish.
Oh, poor Mum. I did want everything to be nice and tidy for her birthday. Now her coat's burnt, the spin dryer's broken, the kitchen window's broken, and there are no flowers. Well, at least there'll be coffee waiting for her.
Dad, did you forget to put the lid on by any chance? It'll take hours to clean up this mess.
Well, let's try with the Hoover. That might be easier.
Hoover?
A Hoover is a vacuum cleaner. It's an electric machine you use at home to dust the carpets and upholstery instead of beating them with a stick.
It'll take hours to clean up this mess.
Well, let's try with the Hoover. That might be easier.
Help! Mother's here. Oh, gosh, look at the mess.
Good afternoon. I'm from the Good Housekeeping Society.
Oh, good afternoon.
Is that you, dear?
No, it's someone from the...
Good Housekeeping Society.
From the Good Housekeeping Society.
Don't shout. I'm not deaf. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm doing a survey on the working woman and the second shift. Have you a moment to spare?
Well...
Good. Perhaps we could have a little chat in the kitchen.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we're very busy.
Well, just a couple of quick questions, then. Isn't your wife at home?
No, she's out at the moment.
Does she work? I mean, has she a job?
Yes, she's a draftsman.
So she has to do her housework after work?
That's right.
Do you believe in helping your wife in the home?
My son and I try to give her a hand if we can.
Do you have any particular jobs that you do?
Well, my son looks after his own room. My job is to take the rubbish to the dustbin and to do the odd repairs about the house. I mend anything that's out of order.
Then I take it you don't actually help with the housework.
Well...
I see. You belong to the old-fashioned, egotistic, spoiled type of man. Thank you. Good day.
Goodbye.
Thank goodness you didn't let her in.
Did you manage to sweep up all the coffee beans?
Yes, but something worse has happened. I tried to empty the Hoover, and now there's dust and fluff all over the kitchen ceiling.
Oh, no. Oh, dear, your poor mother.
Hello, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Dear. Hello, hello. My goodness, what's going on here?
Well, you see...
It's like this.
What's happened to the window?
The insurance man's coming tomorrow.
And what's all this mess in the kitchen?
And the cleaning company are coming out on Friday.
I'll take the spin dryer to be mended in the morning.
What?
I'll just run down and get the flowers.
And here's a cheque for that new coat you want.
Darling, whatever's going on? And what's this strange-looking stuff in the pressure cooker?
It's your...
What Father means is... Go and change. We're all going out to dinner to celebrate your birthday.
That's what comes of trying to lend a hand.
I wonder where Anno Hope's great-great-great-grandfather got all these stories from, and why, for that matter.
Yes, it's such an odd collection of stories, isn't it? Now, what about the expressions? Did you get any of them?
I jotted down a couple, but not all of them.
Never mind. I'll put the tape into the XX.
X, the unknown?
No, XX, the expression extractor. Here you are.
There's not much left to do. To get down to business. By any chance. It takes hours to do something. To do a survey on something. To have a moment to spare. To give a hand. To do the odd repairs about the house. Out of order.
Quite a lot. Let's have a look at the Hungarian, then.
Unfortunately, we'll have to put that off for a while. It's time for the automatic cleaner to start work.
Let's have a snack in the buffet, then.
I wonder if there's some sort of appetizer in that 20th century dust. By the end of each session, you are as hungry as a wolf.
Perhaps if you use your old-fashioned duster, I won't work up an appetite any more. But let's go, and quickly.